Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us now, the sports director for CBS 58 in Milwaukee. You can find him on Twitter at 321QKevin. It's Kevin Holden from CBS 58. How you been, Kevin?
It's all good. I finally got the true summer weather here, so I venture out, I run around alone, and then I run back inside and lock the doors. That's normal, right?
Well, you're somebody from Georgia. You should be used to the heat and humidity, right?
Oh, I love it. I
love it.
It really is nice. I mean, it's like thawing the body out, too. I think as I'm aging, like, cold weather freezes my body up, so I feel like an ice cube. I'm just thawing out there.
So we're going to be talking about Brewers baseball come Monday. No Brewers have opted out. We'll find out tests of COVID tests later today. But give me your thoughts as we're now efforting towards baseball. Joe Maddon, by the way, did you see his comments today?
No. What did Joe Maddon say?
Joe Maddon said, and I quote, "The person that opts out is the person who doesn't want to follow protocols at any risk. If you in your heart of hearts do not believe you can do this, you're the person who should opt out."
Oh, wow. Is that, do you think that's a shot at Ian Desmond? Is that a shot at Ian Desmond? Because, you know, Desmond had that 9-page Instagram post about the reasons why he's opting out. And by the way, it's a very enlightened read on Desmond's part. But, man, that sounds targeted, doesn't it?
It does. You know, obviously you would then be worried not only about yourself, but about others following protocol as well. It's not just about you. But rather interesting comments from a guy that's considered kind of the touchy-feely guru of managers in Major League Baseball.
Wow. Okay. So Maddon weighs in. It's interesting. Now, remember, the other part of it is Joe Maddon is the manager of, I'm going to call him, the best player in baseball. I think that's a safe bet. And Mike Trout is a little nervous about playing this year.
Right.
So I don't know if maybe that's where it's headed, is that he's trying to get, you know, his leader, his best player, to kind of put the discomfort aside and play 60 games. I have a feeling that what you see here is going to happen in various places throughout the game. There's going to be a wide variety of opinions, just like there are in the population as a whole, as to how dangerous the virus is, what it means to go out and do the things you normally do with the threat of the virus there. So I would call this one of a whole bunch of these that we're going to see.
So as the Brewers begin to gather, what are you looking for? I mean, because they're going to utilize different portions of the park, and obviously the media is going to be held at a very much distance. We're not going to get a whole lot of – I mean, you guys may get a videographer in that can shoot from afar, but by the way, have they set the protocols for media right now covering this? Do you know?
I know – I've got a page of the restrictions and rules, regulations, that kind of thing that MLB's proposed. Most of them are there, and basically, there's the things for us that'll be most important. As you say, the number one thing is that they're really not going to put us near the players at any point this year. If we speak with a player, it'll be via Zoom call or Craig Counsell, David Stern, same thing. Those will be virtual at this point, and that's understandable. There is absolutely zero problem with that. They are trying to limit the number of interactions. They're trying to limit the exposure that the players have. So at least this particular journalist has no problem with it at all. As far as this spring training 2.0 and how they have to go about doing this at Miller Park, it's going to be unusual. And you know, Bill, that if there's anybody in professional sports that are creatures of habit, superstitious, repetitious creatures of habit, they're baseball players. So that this is going to be weird for them. This whole setup, basically the chance that you'll have Miller Park, and I suppose you could use Hellfair Field for bunting drills if you wanted, but the space will be different, the timing will be different, and it's going to be a little weird. It could affect some players leading into the season. I don't think players will get in the same groove as they would if they went to Arizona in March.
So I'm going to switch gears here. We're going to go over to the basketball side of things. We heard Middleton speak. We heard Giannis. We heard Budenholzer. Give me your thoughts as to those conversations that took place. I found it interesting that Middleton said one of the teams that they're going to have to look differently at is going to be the Brooklyn Nets because guys have either tested positive or opted out.
Yeah, that's – man, and here's the thing, right? Like there's the first example or one of the first examples now of how the virus directly affects a team. Not that you're talking in theory about how it affects a player, but in reality how it affects a player and then a team. Because if you have guys that opt out or guys that have to go away because of it during the either NBA or MLB seasons, you're talking about a lot of things being changed around. I mean, not to put baseball in a basketball conversation, but the fact that Major League Baseball hasn't even released a schedule shows you how serious they are about making sure they can field 30 teams, because baseball wants a schedule out there. They want fans to know that this thing's coming, but it hasn't happened yet, and it's because they want all 30 teams checking in. So with that in mind, back to Middleton with the Nets, that's a legitimate thing, because you're talking about health on the part of NBA players, and the rest was good. Middleton said he didn't pick up a basketball for 2 or 3 months, which he had never done before. So everybody's rested. But with this idea of the virus, I mean, it has a seat at the table for every conversation that we're going to have until there's a vaccine, and that includes what the NBA title chase looks like. If you want the Bucks to win a title, they need two things. They need to play well, and they need to stay away from any sort of outbreak of the virus. That's a thing that could legitimately happen to any team.
Talking with Kevin Holden, the CBS 58, the sports director here in Milwaukee. So I had said today the top five reasons why the Bucks would win the championship, and I had talked about many different things: their depth, the experience of Coach Bud drawing from last year and the strike year that he was coach under Popovich, defense with the Lopez brothers, a guy like Dante DiVincenzo going back to the depth area. But the camaraderie, I mean, we all know Giannis, but the camaraderie, the guys that all decided to march together, the way the team was, all the discussion about guys in that locker room, I think there's a distinct advantage that the Bucks have, regardless of just having the MVP, because everybody you talk to says this culture, this group of guys is so different than any other team in the league. And I think they have a head start going into this. Even though Chris Middleton says he hasn't picked a basketball up in months and all that kind of stuff, I still think the way this team hangs together, has been together, and there's something special there, those would be some of the reasons why they would win a championship. Anything else you can think of?
Yeah, I think building off of what you have there, because that's 100% right in my mind, building off of it, the continuity, I think, is a major factor. And the fact that the Bucks basically went back to last year's team and brought back everybody that wasn't Malcolm Brogdon. You know, they made that effort to bring that group back and have them back for another year. It means that there's a little bit less of a ramp up at this point. So if you spent multiple years together, it'll be easy to pick up where you left off. And you're right again about the club, I call it the clubhouse, the locker room culture, the camaraderie, that kind of thing. These guys, we've seen all these videos of them doing their wrestling moves and wrestling matches before games. They stay loose by doing this. And this is in contrast to other teams around the league, where if you're talking Lakers, then there's always the LeBron dynamic and how, you know, the thing revolves around LeBron. Or you're talking about the Sixers, who have had all kinds of trouble. Remember the Celtics, who looked like they were imploding because they couldn't get along during the playoffs last year? I mean, these things are not around for the Bucks. They don't exist for Giannis and company. And that to me is a big advantage. I think the Bucks hit this restart in better shape because they've been around longer and because they know each other and like each other. There is no sort of re-getting to know. They'll just pick things back up.
The Packers today fired the salvo over the bow of possibly having games with no fans. It's the first time we've heard an NFL team talk about actually not having fans in the stands. what is the likelihood that you believe the fans are going to be in the stands?
I don't think it's very likely at all. And part of it is the league has to make a determination, in my mind, on how you handle this, not just for one site, but for all sites. And this is why sports is such a complex thing in the summer of 2020, because everything that you and I do in our normal lives has to do with the world that's immediately around us. Or if we make the decision that we're going to travel, within the state or down to Chicago, then we have to pay attention to there. But the sports world, any particular sport, is linked to 25 different cities, 30 different cities, 30 different places on the map. And right now, if you look at how this is affecting different places, it's extremely different. Green Bay, Wisconsin, in terms of cases, in terms of the percentage of increase, all that stuff, is a different world than Miami, Tampa Bay, Houston, San Francisco, L.A. And those are all areas that are dealing with this in a much different way. And I think the league understands that if you handle fans in that way and you have 40,000 people in Green Bay and zero in Tampa or Houston, that you're creating what might be an unfair environment, honestly, for players. And so, unfortunately, Green Bay, having not been terribly affected by this, not as much as the other places, might be hurt more. They might be closer to a return, but they may not get the fans they want because the league has to keep that on a flat plane. It's really unfortunate. But if you're asking me to put money on the table, I think if you have NFL games this year, I think you don't have fans in the stands for at least the first half of the year. I would probably even bet the whole regular season.
Yeah, it's sad but true, and the disappointing factor in all of this is that the businesses around the Lambeau Field, as Aaron Rodgers alluded to, there's so much that rides on those 10 games plus per season in Green Bay, and really all throughout the state when it comes to bars and restaurants and such, that and whether it's the convenience stores in the area or whatever. A lot of people depend on that, and it's just it's going to be very, very limited or not happen at all. Kevin, always good to talk to you. I know we're going to have more to talk about next week, but enjoy the fourth, man, okay?
I can't wait. I'm on my way to see the Milwaukee Milkmen tonight. Their first game is tonight. Pro baseball returns to Milwaukee, and you can bet I'll be there for it. I'll try
there
to play
you go.
Third base.
Well, then again, I can probably pretty much at this point in time guarantee that you'll make an ER visit later tonight, and you'll be on the DL starting tomorrow. So very, very good.
The bets on what will be ruptured are open.
Oh, God. Don't even say the word ruptured when you get. Yeah, okay, never mind. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, Phil.
Look for those ground balls, man. There you go. Don't let a bad hop take you down. Kevin joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.